This is the Parent Well Podcast, a judgment-free place to come and draw on the experience of those who have gone before us in this crazy thing we call parenthood. My name is Jessica Patton, and I've successfully, so far, raised four kids to the ripe old ages of 12 through 16. Let's face it, some days we feel like we've got it all figured out, and others, we feel like we're drowning. So we're going to talk about it all, the fun and the silly, the tough and the ugly, because parenting is the hardest job in the world, and it don't come with an instruction manual or a degree you can earn. This podcast is for moms, dads, aunts, uncles, grandmas, grandpas, foster parents, big sisters and brothers, best friends, neighbors, babysitters, and everyone in between. Because after all, it takes a village to raise a child, and we want to do this thing as well as we can. Welcome to the well. Well, is it fear or is it tension? I recently learned that there's a huge difference between fear and tension. One of these things causes us illness, discontent, anxiety, and is truly unhealthy. One of them pushes us to new heights and is something that stretches and grows us. I bet you can guess which is which. Fear is just plain icky, folks. It gives off an energy that our kids pick up on and it keeps us stuck. Tension, however, is necessary. It was pretty mind-blowing to me to fully realize this, and it can be so easy to want our problems to just go away. But guess what? There's always going to be something. There's not going to be a time in any of our earthly lives where things are just perfect and all of our issues have been resolved. We will always have tension. When we allow it to kick us into fear, we're not being present. We're reliving our pasts or projecting what the future of this current tension will look like. And guess what? If you say that one day you'll have peace, one day never gets here. The only moment we have is the one we're in, and one day is code for never. Keep in mind, guys, I say all of these things and speak on these topics because I need reminding just as much as anyone. I do not have it all figured out, but I'm learning so much right now, and honestly, saying it to y'all helps me to not forget. Our brains don't know the difference between real and imagined threats. So by imagining all the potentially horrible outcomes, we end up in fight or flight mode. And we all know the dangers of perpetually living there. That takes us back to the illness, stress, anxiety, disease we were talking about. So back to tension. I heard it likened recently to what happens in a piece of music or on the strings of an instrument. There has to be tension for the beauty to exist. The problems need tension in order to resolve. The music has tension in the chords before coming to a beautiful ending, or resolve, as it were. The strings must have tension in order to maintain their pitch. Tension can be a beautiful thing if we allow it to do the work it's meant to do in our lives. It is never going to go away, and by accepting this present moment, we can have peace, we can kick fear in the butt. After all, fear comes from our ego, and our ego cannot survive in the present. It lives for the past and the future, and if it can keep us locked in there, we can't be present. And we can also learn what it means to be content. I think this is such an important lesson for us to live out, for our children to see and inherit. These days, fear, anxiety, instant gratification, those are all the big buzzwords that everyone seems to be living by, and we're making ourselves sick. But we have a choice right now. Radical acceptance, or, well, not. Let's make this practical, because it all sounds really great in theory, doesn't it? So let's say you decide to put this into practice, and for 5 solid minutes, you begin to feel a bliss you haven't felt in a long time. Then you get a phone call that you're probably going to owe $5,000 to $7,000 in taxes this year instead of the return you were crossing your fingers for. If this is day one of the new you, you're most likely going to pour a glass of wine, hyperventilate, and lose a full night of sleep. And that's okay. Don't judge yourself for that. But after a few days, a few weeks, or a few months of practicing accepting the tension, It might look more like this. Hey, self, this is all to be expected. Life's always going to happen, right? Take a huge, deep breath. Now take another one. This isn't happening to you right now. This is all a potential future outcome, not reality. Right now, you're in your living room, in your slippers, the kids are sleeping peacefully, and your husband is waiting to enjoy one of your favorite flicks on the couch with you. Take another deep breath. You could literally insert any situation in there, obviously. You could be standing in your office at work on your way to meet a friend for coffee before you head home to your little ones. Anything might be true. At first, this might all be your minute-by-minute mantra. But just like I tell my piano students, you can't get better without practice. And this is a practice. As we continue to live this out, then when our toddlers have meltdowns or our teens try to assert their independence, we can help them to stop and recognize that truly, it's their ego talking, not their true selves. We can help them live with some tension instead of teaching them to make their lives an endless pursuit of impossible perfection and resistance to reality, which all only leads to fear. So where are you today? In a little healthy tension or living in some detrimental fear? Take a deep breath. Forgive yourself for whatever place you're in. Don't judge yourself. And say out loud, I accept this moment as it is, tension and all.